escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. 2 days, two knife attacks in the subway on the heels of a woman being stabbed in the back in a random attack at the stop on West 23rd and 8th Avenue in Chelsea. Another woman in her 20s was slashed at the Wall Street station last night. Let's get details from our Glenn Chuck.
You were here at the 3 train stop here. The police wrapping up their investigation a couple of hours ago. Here's what we know is about 11:30 last night. Again, this 3 train coming into the station here at Wall Street. A witness is saying this was a man in his 20s who was wearing a surgical mask who suddenly slashed a woman, we believe. We're getting actually an update as I'm talking to you here. She's 29 years old is what the NYPD is telling me. She was slashed in the arm and in the back. The attacker then made a run for it from the station. And the woman who was hurt taken to Bellevue, where she's in stable condition being treated right now. Now, this follows Tuesday evening's apparent unprovoked attack where a 25-year-old woman was stabbed in the back as she was just walking into the station in Chelsea at 23rd and 8th. She is also recovering at Bellevue, so we'll stay in touch with the NYPD again this morning as the search for both of these suspects goes on. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the Wall Street subway station.
Police are asking for help catching the man who attacked an MTA worker. That was in Brooklyn around 12:45 the afternoon of July 18th at the Avenue U stop. Officials say the suspect initially asked for directions and then out of nowhere, he slapped the victim in the face multiple times before taking off. We'll have a photo going up at 1010winds.com. A new twist in the already dramatic race for mayor of New York. Democratic candidates over on Mamdani with this to say about a New York Times report that said not only is President Trump deciding whether to get involved somehow in the race, but that he's had a phone conversation with Andrew Cuomo.
This should be a race about addressing the questions of who will make the city affordable, who will ensure that each and every New Yorker is safe, who will bring our city forward, not an audition for the best jester for Donald Trump and his billionaire supporters.
A spokesman for the Cuomo campaign said the former governor had not spoken to the president in some time and that as far as he knew, they have not discussed the race. He also said Trump would likely prefer Mamdani because he'd consider him a political boon to Republicans nationwide in the midterms. He also called Mayor Adams, quote, a wholly owned subsidiary of the president. As for Republican Curtis Sliwa, he says he's advised the president to be like Switzerland and stay out of the race. Four teens now under arrest in a brawl Tuesday night that ended in the stabbing death of a 14-year-old. It happened when two groups of young men and teens got into it in Williamsbridge Oval Park. Angel Mendoza was killed. 18-year-olds Andrew Ansa and Jordan Williams, along with two others, 15 and 16, they're charged now with murder, manslaughter, gang assault, and criminal possession of a weapon. The city health department says the 11 problematic cooling towers in Harlem have been fixed. They were traced as the source of the Legionnaires outbreak that has killed at least three people and sickened dozens of others. Mayor Adams was in the neighborhood Wednesday.
The mayor handed out health department flyers outlining symptoms and risk.
When I received a call from several Harlemites who were basically raising questions, they thought you can get Legionnaires' disease based on a handshake, based on if someone sneezes on you.
It's not contagious, and there's a greater risk to people 50 and older, those who smoke and or have underlying conditions. Tony Esselon is with the health department.
All of the buildings that we have that are in the area have been sampled, and any positives have been remediated.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
First, it was 26 Federal Plaza, now three New York Congress members trying to see ICE detainees at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn were denied entry. This is Dan Goldman.
This is the stuff of authoritarian fascist governments, where they hide people based on fictional reasons and prevent any oversight and accountability.
Congress members Nydia Velazquez and Adriano Espaillat were also at the federal prison and said when they entered the gate, they ended up getting trapped, locked inside, so they couldn't get into the building or back onto the street. DHS denies that, saying the gates were closed to prevent the media from trespassing. They also said that all tours must be approved by the Homeland Secretary. Meantime, roughly 20 defense attorneys suddenly had their client visits cut short or canceled. Those plans to speed your ride across town on the M34, that is closer to happening now as the City Council's Land Use Committee signed off on the plan for a 34th Street busway. But today, a number of elected officials will demonstrate the need for it by actually racing a bus. Councilmember Eric Botcher.
It is faster to walk than it is to take that bus. But we're going to put it to the test, and we are going to do a race between pedestrians and the M34 bus to really illustrate the need for a car-free busway on 34th Street.
Councilmember Keith Powers says this would work just like other busways.
What we did on 14th Street is we allowed cars to continue to travel on it. They just have to make a turn at certain junctions to get off and to travel in different directions. So what we're saying is this is going to be one place where buses get first priority.
The busway plan still needs approval from the full city council. Today's race starts with a 4:30 p.m. rally at 34th Street and 1st Avenue. Yet another case of animal abuse in Suffolk County, where at least 25 dogs were rescued from deplorable conditions in Bayshore. Suffolk County SPCA Chief Roy Gross telling 1010 Winds they responded to the home on Richland Boulevard after a 911 call came in about barking dogs.
The levels of the smell was so bad from the high levels of ammonia that that pushed them back. I mean, it was absolutely so bad that it was very difficult to breathe in there.
He says it appeared the animals had been left alone for several days, that a special veterinary van was brought in to help treat the dogs, and that they're still being evaluated. The homeowner, identified as Robin Mills, was previously charged with animal cruelty in 2017. She wasn't home when these animals were removed. No word yet on new charges. The home itself has been declared uninhabitable. Well, nothing like taking a stroll on a nice summer day and stumbling upon a human body part. That happened on Staten Island.
A severed foot washing up on South Beach's shoreline, just off of the pier where many people go to fish.
And this is just like the worst what can happen.
Police tell us they received a 911 call that someone found this foot. It was severed at the ankle at just past 7:30 on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely be keeping my eyes out more. And I hope that, you know, whoever's soul that is, that they get to the bottom of it and tell their family that they were found.
Who these human remains belong to remains a mystery. The medical examiner is going to be determining the cause of death. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in South Beach, Staten Island.
Eddie Palmieri has died. The pioneering Latin jazz musician was a pianist, a composer, and a band leader. He was born here in New York and was the first Latin artist to win a Grammy Award, and would go on to win seven more over a career that spanned 40 albums. In a statement, Mayor Adams said he was so sad to hear of his passing, writing, "May he rest in peace, and his music continue to bring joy to generations to come." Eddie Palmieri was 88.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.